بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the televised speech delivered on March 1st, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Mab'ath. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, the Lord of the worlds. And peace and greetings be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure progeny, especially the one remaining with God on earth. I congratulate the entire great Islamic Ummah, the dear Iranian nation, and all liberated individuals in the world on the occasion of the auspicious and grand Eid al-Mab'ath. Ba'tha is the day when the greatest divine gift was bestowed on the Holy Prophet of Islam. God's greatest servant in Mab'ath Eve prayer, Ba'tha, has been described as the great light. Of course, the Holy Prophet's Ba'tha is a gift to all of humanity as well. If we only consider two values from among all Islamic values, the expansion of rationality and the cultivation of morality, of course, Islamic values are vast in scope, but those two values are outstanding. And if we wish to see what Islam has mentioned about these two values, we will confirm that Islam has given the best gift and the means for bliss to humanity.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The fact that Islam invites people to the expansion of rationality is very important. There are tens of, and perhaps about 100, ayahs and verses in which God, the Exalted, invites people to thinking and deliberating with terminologies such as thinking, learning, understanding, and the like. As for the expansion and cultivation of morality, it would be enough to say that Islam has placed morality at the top of the goals of Ba'tha. In several ayahs of verses in the Holy Quran, morality has been highlighted, such as in this verse, It is He who has sent amongst the unlettered an apostle from among themselves to recite them His signs, to purify them. Chapter 62, verse 2. There are other ayahs and verses in the Holy Quran in which morality has been mentioned as the goal of Ba'tha. Morality is at the top of all goals. Therefore, Islam has given these two lofty values to humanity and has invited believers and all human beings to think and to cultivate morality. This is the biggest gift that Islam could have given to humanity.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.